Trade workers in the province are coming off three mega projects that all saw employed people of some 14,000 skilled trades, paid them good wages. A lot of that work is drying up, and Trades NL is concerned about the future prospects for the people they represent. They're launching a public relations campaign called NL First, Our Resources, Our Benefits. John Leonard is the president of Trades NL and the business manager for Bricklayers and Allied Trades Local 1, and Darren King is the executive director at Trades NL. It's good to see you both this morning, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning.
Give us the lay of the land here now, because it was a decade of good jobs and lots of them, whether it be here in this province or around the country. What's the current situation for tradespeople in the province?
Currently, we have about 2,800 tradespeople working on the industrial sites. That's coming off about 14,000 in 2014. So you can see there's a lot of people unemployed today or traveling across the country trying to find work.
So when you put this public relations campaign forward, I mean, what's government's role in creating those jobs? Because the mega projects happen when there's negotiations between the private sector, whether it be in oil or at Bull Arm or what have you. So what's government's role here?
Well, government does the development agreements for the offshore oil industry, for sure. And this is the first time on the Equinor project that we see no jobs guaranteed here in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador. They're talking about 5,000 tons of fabrication, and that's all that's guaranteed here in the province. If you look at previous projects, there was a lot more work guaranteed on those projects.
And Darren, let's bring you in here, because you'll have familiarity with the government side of this. You know, people see no more giveaways, and that was an utterance offered by Premier Danny Williams one time, where people still latch onto it. Is it as simple as that? Because it's a competitive world, whether it be for work to be done in South Korea or down in Texas or what have you. So what do you say to folks who use that no more giveaways mantra?
Well, I think that's certainly a rallying cry that works. There's no doubt about that. But you're right. It's not that simple. I guess to John's point, what we see in the current Equinor agreement is there appears to be more of an emphasis on the equity stake, an increased equity stake, at the expense of local construction jobs. In all other previous projects, there's been a combination of royalties at the end of the project. When oil starts kicking in, and there's been a small equity stake, and there's been construction jobs, whether that's gravity base or topsides or whatever the case might be. In this particular case, we don't see any guarantee of that whatsoever. And I guess that is really the primary focus of the campaign. The second part, Patty, is the fact that there's a lot of provincial infrastructure work going to be coming up. And what we've seen in recent times, as recent as last fall, is outside contractors coming in on the long-term care facility in Cornerbrook and bringing in outside workers. So it really has got us thinking about the fact that we need to bring attention to what construction jobs mean in the province, what it does to the economy, the economic activity that gets spread around the province, because there are members working on these projects from every nook and cranny of this province. When they're making good money, they're spending it locally.
Bull Arm, it's going to be one of the areas where there's always going to be focus and opportunity for big jobs. The group now, DF Barons and others who are leading the charge out there, they want to change the mindset. They want to change the culture of the union spot on the work site, make it more efficient, streamline it, make it more competitive. You guys have some sort of problem with it. What is it?
Well, Patty, we're all in favor of efficiency at the Bull Arm site. We just want to make sure the jobs are done by our tradespeople on that site, because we have the most productive, efficient workforce in Newfoundland and Labrador. I mean, for that matter, in Canada. I mean, we just went through, like you said, three major projects. Our productivity on the Muskrat Falls site and on the Hebron site was excellent. So we have the workforce to do the work.
What's your concerns, though, at Bull Arm with what they propose?
Pardon?
What are your concerns specifically at Bull Arm, then, with this current proposal or the mindset of Sean Power and others?
Well, we want to see Bull Arm stay for the major projects. We want to see, make sure that there's room on the Bull Arm site for the future major projects. I mean, we don't want to see that site given over to one proponent where we don't get to do the major projects on that site.
Mon Core Science Building, I know there's some concerns there. What are they?
Well, actually, the Mon Core Science Building has been a pretty decent project. We've had a lot of trades workers employed there, and all indications there are that things are going very well. Productivity is good, and they're making good headway. So we haven't expressed a lot of concerns with that project, to be frank with you. Back to John's point on Bull Arm, I think the point to be underscored there for us is that, you know, we're encouraging government not to let the site go to a proponent who will then potentially block major contractors and developers from coming in and doing another mega project out there. Otherwise, we've had discussions with government on both the Barron's proposal and Canada Seabase, and they're the final two proponents. And, you know, we've expressed strong interest in working with both of them, but conditionally upon Bull Arm being kept and hopefully invested in so that it continues to be a world-class facility that government can use to lure other contractors like the ExxonMobils and the Huskies back for future work.
What's the need of a PR campaign like this? Because the upside for politicians to be able to take to the cameras and the microphones and talk about the jobs that are going to be kept here and the monies that are going to be paid to skilled tradespeople. So what are you hearing from politicians that leads you to believe that you need this campaign?
Well, we sent out a survey to all the political parties, the four major political parties, based on the needs of our workforce, and we have responses from those four political parties. It's on our Facebook page. If anybody want to go in and look at the four different parties and how they're going to do the offshore oil projects and the infrastructure work here in the province, they can read all their answers.
Because that's the number one look at us and look how great we are for politicians is when we talk about job numbers, you know, not net GDP and debt ratios and the like. Darren, last message to the listeners this morning on behalf of the organizations represented, Trades NL.
Well, you know, I guess our message is very clear. We want, in the current climate, we want more discussion about jobs and the economy in the election. As John said, we posted responses from political parties. We want our membership and the public to read it. We want people engaged in with candidates, not only during the election, Patty, but even post-election. Whoever wins, I mean, we want to work with the government. But at the end of the day, we want the priority to be on ensuring the benefits for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians come first. So if we're putting hundreds of million dollars in provincial infrastructure, or if we're developing a resource like the Equinor project, we believe that first priority should be given to ensuring that we get as many jobs as possible for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, which in turn means as many contracts for local contractors and supply and service sectors.
And that's the crux of the matter there is how much can you keep here? What's the balancing act inside those borders where they negotiate these massive projects? It's good to see both the gentlemen this morning and good luck.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
That's John Leonard, President of Trades NL, the business manager for the Bricklayers and Allied Trades Local 1, and Darren King, who's the executive director at Trades NL.